Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? After all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own troubles. I have read to you from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 31 through 34. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, thank you, thank you. Creator of everything, we lost sheep come humbly to you in prayer, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy to us. I personally thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. It's a beautiful, sunshining morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As well as I pray that we have no troubles in the winter, or that you do not come in the winter or on the Sabbath day. Thank you. Thank you for giving us your lost sheep, sane, sound mind, excellent health, family, love, peace, joy, and happiness. Of course, boldness and courage. You know, I need those things every day, need those daily. Thank you for restoring us lost sheep and for prosperity in all things. In your son Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath. And if you don't know what the Sabbath day is, Sabbath is Saturday. To keep it holy. And do no work. You're to rest on this day. You'll find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Now, my Bible may read slightly different from yours. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. See, you know to have your pen or pencil and paper or notebook to take notes. Just in case there's something I say that you might want to remember or jot down. I want you to follow me to the book of Ezra. In the Old Testament, we are in chapter 6. But before I start reading to you, I just want to thank for the invitation that I received to attend a seminar at the University of Detroit Mercy on yesterday. I had a wonderful time. It was on diversity and health equity. And I attended the segment on stigma. And they talked about the stigma of mental health. And some of the ideas that they came up with, I think they are wonderful, and they should be carried out in full. And I encourage our churches, if you can, or libraries, if the mental health institution want to come in and have a session, please allow them to come in and invite the all people, including like the older or the seasoned generation as I am, but especially to the ones who are in their 30s and 40s, and for them to bring their children so that they can hear what I heard in the pot of stigma, and that mental illness starts as young as 5 years old. When you hear of a child saying that they really want to kill themselves, come on, people. Let's do better with raising our children. And you can find that in the Bible about how to raise your children. Don't spare that rod, even though right now they tell you that you should not or cannot whip your children if they've done something wrong. But perhaps that's where we have gone wrong in raising our children. Sometimes you need to show them that love by giving them a tap on the rump. But nonetheless, I thank you so much for allowing me to attend that conference on diversity and health equity. Do it again. And in fact, if you send information to my home, I will broadcast it on the Feed My Sheep show, if it's God's will. Amen. So, let's turn to the book of Ezra, chapter 6. Come on, follow me. Let's read. Then King Darius issued a decree, and a search was made in the archives where the treasures were stored in Babylon, and at Archmeda in the palace that is in the province of Media, a scroll was found, and in it a record was written thus: in the first year of King Cyrus issued a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house, the place where the official sacrifices, and let the foundation of it be firmly laid, its height 60 cubits and its width 60 cubits. I think I should go back and start again at verse 3. I apologize for any errors, but God knows my heart and my mind. Bear with me. I do what I do because I'm trying to get into the kingdom of heaven. And those who do not think there is a kingdom of heaven, one day you are going to call on God as well as bow down. Your time is coming. Let's read Ezra chapter 6, verse 3 again. In the first year of King Cyrus issued a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be rebuilt, the place where they were offered sacrifices, and let the foundations of it be firmly laid, its height 60 cubits and its width 60 cubits, with 3 rows of heavy stone and 1 row of new timber. Let the expenses be paid from the king's treasury, and let the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple which is in Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, be restored and taken back. To me, back means returned to the temple which is in Jerusalem, each to its place, and deposit them in the house of God. Now, therefore, Tatnai, governor of the region beyond the river, and Shetar Bozni, and your companions, the Persians who are beyond the river, keep yourselves far from there. Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God on its site. Moreover, I issue a decree as to what you shall do for the elders of the Jews for the building of this house of God. Let the cost be paid at the king's expense from taxes on the river of the region beyond the river. This is to be given immediately to these men so that they are not hindered. And whatever they need, young bulls, rams, and lambs for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the requests of the priests who are in Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifices of sweet aroma to the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and his son. Verse 11. Also, I issue a decree that whoever alters this edict, an edict, an official order from a governing body. Let the timber be pulled from his house and erected. Erected means raised up or upright, set upright. And let him be hanged on it. Another word for hanged is impaled. And let his house be made a refuge heap because of this. Excuse me, Saint. Sheep, I have to burp. And may the God who causes his name to dwell there destroy any king or people who put their hand to alter it or destroy this house of God which is in Jerusalem. Let me start reading verse 12 again. And may the God who causes his name to dwell there destroy any king or people who put their hand to alter it or to destroy his house, this house of God, which is in Jerusalem. I dare issue the decree. Let it be done diligently. The temple completed and dedicated. Verse 13 of chapter 6 of the book of Ezra. Then Tantanai, the governor of the region beyond the river, Shetar, Bozni, and their companions diligently did according to what King Darius had sent. So the elders of the Jews built, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai and the prophet of Zechariah, the son of Iddo. And they built and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the command of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Now the temple was finished on the third day of the month of Adar. And I think the month of April is April. Let me check my calendar here. And I have, nope, it's not April. The month of Adar. Bear with me for a moment. See, is March. It is in March. It actually starts on February 2, according to this calendar that I have. Let's read. I have forgotten my spot, but I'm going to start reading at verse 15 of chapter 6, the book of Ezra. Now the people was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which is in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. Then the people of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the descendants of captivity celebrated the dedication of this house of God with joy, and they offered sacrifices at the dedication of this house of God, 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and as a sin offering for all Israel, 12 male goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And when he says tribes of Israel, he's talking about 12 sons of Israel who were by four different women. Now, and they all lived together. And I guess that's the way they do. That is the way they do in their culture. That's another story that I'll get to and tell you about the names of those four women who had sons by Israel. Let's pick up at verse 18. They assigned the priests to their divisions, and the Levites to their divisions over the service of God in Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. Verse 19, the Passover celebrated. And the descendants of the captivity kept the Passover on the 14th day of the fourth month. And that is also in the month of Adar. And according to our English calendar that I have, the month of Adar is in February and March. We're starting at verse 20. For the priests and the Levites had purified themselves and all them were ritually clean. Ritually clean. Ritually, that's like a ceremony where you do maybe A, you wash your hands and feet, B, you put on clean clothes, and C, whatever else they do in their ritual. And they slaughtered the Passover lambs for all the descendants of captivity, for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves. Then the children of Israel, who had returned from the captivity, ate together with all who had separated themselves from the filth of the nation of the land in order to seek the Lord God of Israel. So that's what we need to do, separate ourselves from the filth of all these other nations. We cannot do what they do. And especially us, lost sheep, we can't do everything. We can't go dressing like the way the people dress now. Our young men, you are not to wear your pants hanging down below your butt. And I say that just because I don't like that. It's nothing else. I'm not hating. I'm just saying do not keep up with their style. It's just a fad. It's going to pass away. Let's pick up reading at verse 21. Then the children of Israel, I read that already, but I'll read it again. Then the children of Israel, who had returned from the captivity, ate together with all who had separated themselves from the filth of the nation of the land in order to seek God, the Lord God of Israel. Verse 22, and they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for Yah the Lord made them joyful and turned the heart of the king of Assyria toward them to strengthen their hand in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel. Well, we finished reading chapter 6 for today, and I want to go to the book of Psalms. I've been trying to finish reading Psalms 106, going on probably in the 5th week. Let's pick up reading at Psalms 106, verse 21. And I found that in 106, there are certain things that I should go over that we should not miss. One is that after God had allowed the children of Israel to cross the Red Sea, they had forgotten his works. That's one thing. Another thing, when they were in the desert, and Moses had gone to speak with God. Well, when he came back, there was another group. I may be saying that wrong. Do not want to mislead you, but there was the second thing was there was a group that envied Moses and Aaron, and they were called Korah, the rebellion. You can read about that in the book of Numbers, chapter 16. Then the third thing I found is that when Moses had come back down from where God had been, the people had made a molded cow, a molded ox that eats grass, and we are not to bow down to anything. And these people were bowed down to the molded, to the image of an ox. So let's pick up reading as Psalms 106, verse at chapter 23. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach, and a breach is a gap, to turn away his wrath. And wrath means anger. Less, and less means a fear of. He destroyed them. Verse 24, then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe his word. That's another one. Let's put that down as number four. They despised his word. They did not believe him, his word. They did not believe his word, but murmured. Murmured means to talk low or to whisper in their tents. They did not heed. He needs to pay attention to the voice of Yah the Lord. Therefore, he lifted up his hand in an oath against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow them. Oh, my goodness. Let's mark that as one, to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow them, their descendants among the nations, and to scatter them in the land. Let's pick up at verse 28 next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer, sheep. Our Father God in heaven, we sheep thank you for keeping that evil way one away from us. Thank you for your protection from that evil one. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debt as we forgive our debtors. In your son's name, amen. Remember, sheep, to take God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Now, I want you to get these books, and I want you to go to Amazon.com and order my books, The Broken Plant. That's a children's book. $4.99 is the cost. You can read that or be reading that within 5 minutes of your order. The Passing, that's another book. It's $5.99. That's for all ages. My name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Go to Amazon.com and purchase my book so I can get a computer. I also want you to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald Eady. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. God loves you more than I. Talk with you next time.